This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
About so easy. You gotta put it in perspective.
Are you ready? No! I said, are you ready?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Hey guys, I'm a podcast listener from San Francisco. You're welcome. I work at the airport, and today, legit, some human being literally pooped on the floor at the airport. So I just want to know, Omar, was that you? Because you're a weird, poopy, weirdo creep.
The stoners.
That people on reefer.
Yeah.
Smoking split.
Stony dudes and chicks. It's wonderful.
People are high. Flying high. Smoking. Passing a doobie. And hoping not to bogart.
I love those people.
Have you ever run around in the mountains at night with a full moon? Where it's about 30 degrees out, your shirt off?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Getting kind of a gay vibe, though.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oui, oui, mademoiselle.
And now,
Bean, I know you like to say frye, but just so you know, the correct pronunciation of that word is fry. Shut the f*** up!
Our feature presentation.
I was working at the lab late one night.
You were sitting on that all night, weren't you?
No, Chip just suggested it, actually, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, good.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday, the 2nd of November.
You guys, I would be interested to know, and maybe we need to save this for another time, because I don't want to run out of time for the thing. Do you guys order anything in bulk? Is there a product that you order a crazy amount of because it's something you use all the time?
Vodka.
All right. And underwear for you, Kevin.
Right, sure.
Jensen, you don't know this about Kevin. He only wears a pair of underwear once.
Oh,
no, that's not true.
Throws it away.
They made fun of me because when I find something that I love,
shorts, you don't have to tell me.
Socks, under whatever. Mm.
I saw your Amazon receipts.
I forgot.
You forget that bit. I noticed. I didn't know there were that many companies that even made shorts, and I didn't know you would buy them in fives.
I mean, if you find something you like,
you stick with it.
Why not?
You stick
with it. So they interpreted that as I only wear a pair of underwear once.
Throw it out.
And then I just keep getting new ones.
I feel like you get like 200 pair of underwear delivered at a time, you know, just to get you through the summer.
I get at least 2 days with a pair of underwear.
Whoa.
I feel like...
Well, because you turn them inside out on the second
day. Right, sure. I feel like I never bought anything in more than ones. Like, I would just go to the market, buy one, bring it home, and then mm-hmm. 2-3 weeks later, I have to buy it again.
Mm-hmm. But what about it at Costco? You ever go to Costco?
That's the thing. Now I feel like I live near Costco, so I'm buying mm-hmm. them in bulk.
Yeah. And you're now a married suburban guy, so you're kind of required to go to Costco and buy, you know, 12 quarts of oil at a time or something.
Yeah, absolutely. I need 14 microwavable shrimp scampis at a time, not just one.
I have two things that I buy in bulk. One is Cajun hot peanuts, which I buy in 25-pound boxes.
Wow.
Do you speak directly to the manufacturer?
I do. Well, I buy them from Hampton Farms.
They usual?
Yeah. 25-pound box. Because that's my stack of choice. I have those a lot during the show, and I don't want to eat a real meal or something like that. I just love those. Please don't isolate. I love those hot nuts, but I do love those hot nuts. I can't believe I said that. And the other thing is Splenda. I've decided that Splenda, after years of research, is the best of all the sugar substitutes. Yeah. I know that there are sweet and low people. I know that there are equal people. I know that there are Truvia
people.
But
they're lesser people, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a Splenda guy. And I order Splenda by the box of 1,000.
Oh, you buy the individual packets, not the loose granulated.
Yes. Oh, I'm an individual packets guy, yeah.
That's weird. That's
Ellie gets like a trash can of it full.
Yeah. I do.
You do the powdered?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just easier, and you can scoop bigger scoops.
But right?
She also does a trash can with cocaine.
I think that's odd. I think, though, that the individual packets, for me, I know that I want, you know, one in hot tea, two in iced tea, and mm-hmm. it's already kind of prepackaged to my taste, okay. So it makes it super easy.
If you hate trees, sure.
So I order, I get 1,000 at a time, which sounds like it would last you for the rest of your life, but I'm a frequent tea drinker, and sure. I had a little bit of an issue because the box arrived yesterday, and I opened it up, and this has never happened to me in all the years I've been shopping at Amazon. Since when did they start? 1997, I want to say?
All right, before you say this next sentence, I'm just going to tell you you're right on the bubble of losing time for the thing.
Oh, the thing is out.
Okay.
You don't have time for the thing. Okay. Yeah, okay. The thing's been pushed
about. Make sure you do. Okay. Yeah.
So the box arrives. And I open it, and Amazon, for the first time since I've been a customer, sent me the wrong item. They sent me a box of 100 packets of Splenda.
Instead of what?
1,000. They were off by 900.
That's like a week for him.
Yeah.
Yes, they sent me 100. I've never, do you guys ever have Amazon make a mistake in your order?
I have had, I think, one, but mm-hmm. almost never.
Yeah. Almost never, yeah.
Shocking.
And I just looked at that and thought, well, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? I could snort this now and be done with it.
And did
so
you?
I had to write them a strongly worded letter. I thought I would do, you know, I would make a return or something like that. They don't allow you to return food. So I just had to write to customer service and say, look, I ordered and paid for 1,000. I got a tenth of that. You know, what are you going to do for me?
Should I just refund or what?
I don't know. I'm waiting to hear back. But it's really spun me out of control a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure.
The people at Amazon are like, oh, the Splenda Nuts guy again.
I don't know what to do with this paltry, tiny little box of 100, though.
Well, I think what it'll do is it'll tide you over until, mm-hmm. perhaps, you get the real shipment.
Yeah. Well,
you're okay. I think you're all right.
I have a system.
Right, I know.
And mm-hmm. when things go awry, it's very upsetting for me.
That is very true.
Think about the fact that you got Splenda. What if you got 100 packs of Sweet and Low? You'd be screwed.
Oh, boom. That's blasphemy.
Yeah.
Or salt.
So you're fine. Salt, or yeah. salt. Ugh.
That's for your wounds.
Well, I did write a strongly worded letter.
Sure you did.
And I tried to hold back and not
Would
just
you read
rage.
That to us at some point?
I don't think that's necessary.
No. Any all caps in it?
A lot of exclamation points.
Okay, good.
A lot of exclamation points.
I think
yeah.
we need to hear that at some point.
I did call them the feckless C word at one point.
Oh, no.
I hope wasn't an exaggeration,
no,
just
fine.
An
totally
easy mistake.
Fine. Mm-hmm.
But I'm hoping for some resolution here soon. I'm hoping when I see you guys Monday, I'll have better news.
Oh, I hope
so. Well, I hope so, too.
Thank you.
We'll check in with you during the weekend, though.
Oh,
sure.
Would you text me?
Yeah,
just
for
to
sure.
make sure.
I'll watch the live coverage on CNN,
yeah.
so I'll be up to date.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
How dare you talk about something you know literally nothing about.
I mean, I know a little bit about this. Jensen is getting married the next couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And as we do here at K-Rock on the Kevin and Bean Show, we are going to take your calls of wedding disasters. Everything that could go wrong.
It's a very loving room.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's supportive.
Yeah.
And we do that for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's great, Jensen, because there may be some things that could go wrong that you haven't even thought about yet.
Yeah.
So we could add that to the worry pile.
Yeah.
This is the other thing is that Bean then always tries to turn it and make it like it's a positive.
Yeah. Yeah. We've alerted you. Doing you a favor. Alerted us.
Cheers with Beer Mug on the program today.
Love it.
Goes to his favorite bar, hangs out with his favorite people, asks him questions, and gets more drunk than anyone he's talking to.
Yeah. Yes.
I want an office pool on which one of the people at the bar that he interviews is going to die
him?
First.
Oh.
Oh, God.
I really do. Well, someone's getting alcohol poisoning because he goes there any time of the day or night, any day of the week, and they're there.
Yeah, he's shown us pictures, too. They're much younger than you would
much
think.
Yeah.
So they're not going to die of old age. Bean's talking about straight, just drinking all day, every day.
Yeah. I'm talking about their livers exploding.
Right. We also have brand new internet roundup today. We have Keep It 100 because it's Friday. We've got your tickets for WWE SmackDown and the... so that's coming up this morning.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I apologize. I missed that.
Auto.
Yeah. I heard auto.
Blow.
The Autobahn.
Blow.
Auto blow.
Blow.
Oh.
Auto blow.
Oh. Is it back?
Oh, it's no. Back and better.
Because I've about worn the hell out of my last one.
Oh,
right.
We'll take a break and come back with what's happening next.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Hey, Allie, what's happening?
Hey, Bean. I don't know about you guys, but I'm always fascinated when there are auctions for either props or things from different movies, television shows, scripts, whatever it is, and what people are willing to pay and really what people want in their homes.
Yeah, sometimes it's odd. I am always fascinated by this because I'm not a person who buys any of that stuff.
Right.
So it's fascinating to me to see what people pay.
Same. Well, there's a place called Prop Store Ultimate Collectibles in Valencia, California, and they are going to have a big auction on Saturday, December 1st.
You do that, Jensen? You buy any of that stuff?
No.
All right.
These are always one of those things where it tells you how much money is in the world. Does that make sense? Like you find out a piece of the lost plane went for $38,000 and you're like, who has this money?
Right.
What sheik, what international dynasty and royalty wants a piece of the lost plane? And then you find out it's a guy in Chicago and you're like, oh, you have a weird museum in your house.
Right.
Yeah.
And just a weird, like you walk into their home and it's just on display right there.
Yeah. You have like Freddy's glove for $150,000.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Exactly. Well, can I interest you in this? Remember 1992's MTV Video Music Awards where, well, let's just call him an icon because it's what he is. He was lowered down from the ceiling.
Oh. Fartman?
Fartman!
I remember it well.
Howard Stern's Fartman uniform is going to be up for auction. They're estimating, how much would you think that would go for?
I mean,
whatever it is, Jensen will pay a dollar more.
That's what I'm saying.
He is a Stern super fan.
I am a fan.
I would say $150,000.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Too high?
No.
$20,000.
No, way too high.
$20,000.
I think that's a good guess. I think Jensen's in the ballpark.
I think Jensen would get it because it's estimated $6,000 to $8,000.
Well, where do I buy this item?
Jot it on down right there. Other things up for auction, maybe you were a big fan of Breaking Bad. How about a 5-pound bag of Blue Sky meth? Walter White's Blue Sky meth.
I could sell you that as rock candy. Right?
You sure can, but this is real. And this will go for about $2,000, maybe $3,000.
A little high.
Do they
meth.
Throw in a pizza?
They do not, but it's on a roof if you need that.
Right.
Joffrey the giraffe, or is it Jeffrey? Which one is the Toys R Us?
I think it's Jeffrey. I think Joffrey is Game of Thrones.
When he's
Jeffrey
feeling fancy, he's Joffrey.
Is he? He's Joffrey in Malibu. His Toys R Us promotions costume, around $3,000.
Wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on. There was a costumed Jeffrey? There was a guy in a suit? Is that what you're saying? Who would play Jeffrey?
Yes. Did you think a real giraffe?
No, I thought
it was just animated. Animated for the I thought there was a stuffed version. I thought it was animated for the commercial.
No, my parents would take me to Toys R Us and I would meet Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a costume like a Mickey Mouse you would find at Disneyland.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. That's a cool item.
Yeah, not bad. What about the red casket that Laura Palmer was in from Twin Peaks? That would be cool in your Halloween house.
You
have a separate house for Halloween?
I do.
David Lynch fans who would love that.
Yes. Yeah. That's going $2,000 to $3,000. Here's what I would buy if I had the money.
All right.
Because this was one of my favorite shows growing up. It is the Egg Spaceship from Mork and Mindy.
Oh.
Robin Williams' little, yeah. We're calling Orson. Come in, Orson. It is the Egg Spaceship. Estimated $20,000 to $30,000.
Don't you think everybody that gets these things spends the rest of their life going, no, seriously, it's from the show. It's real. It's from the show.
No, look at the little index card right next to it. It says it's legit.
Whatever. No, it's from the show.
I have a certificate of authenticity. You just got to come in the garage with me.
It's true. It's true. So that's all happening, by the way, Saturday, December 1st, 10 a.m. from Prop Store's facility in Valencia. Oh, you can't make it there? Don't worry. You can do it via telephone or online. Just go to propstore.com. You guys, I'm fascinated by it. I want to hang out with whoever gets more.
Bean, you bid on stuff you don't want. Why don't you do this? Why don't you raise some of the prices here?
I will tell you that I have not perused the whole list, but you guys have been seeing in the news that Neil Armstrong's sons are putting a lot of his memorabilia, including things that he took to the moon with him, up for sale right now.
They're like Alice?
Like Alice.
That's a great reference. To the moon.
Oh, I see.
So
I got you.
I got you. And the fact that Kevin got it.
Put it in the file. Way in the file.
Horrible.
Way in the file. Yeah, you know what a Neil Armstrong fan I am, what a space program fan I am, and they're selling hundreds of items.
Like, yeah, absolutely. He took this spatula to the moon. And this cat. He took this cat to the moon, just selling everything in their house.
What would you be willing to pay for something he took to the moon, Bean?
I don't know. I mean, again, I'm not qualified to speak to this because I haven't looked at the list. But I mean, like he took a you know, a banner from the college that he went to up to the moon. I mean, something like that would be kind of a cool personal item to have, you know?
His little daughter's bracelet that he left there in the crater.
Just in the movie.
So
just
touching.
In the movie. Didn't happen.
I'd buy that.
But anyway, those auctions are cool.
You just put a nice little bow on it, V.
Well, I'm just agreeing with you. Depending on what you're into, and then there are other people who would be looking for, you know, if they could get the Michael, you know, Jordan jersey that he wore for one of the championship games. I mean, that would be the holy grail for them. You know, it all depends on what you're into.
Absolutely. So Bean wants something that went to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Jensen wants something.
I want the Fart Man costume.
The Fart Man.
Yeah.
I want the egg from Mork and Mindy.
Okay. Kevin wants more underwear.
I'm a sports guy, if anything.
Yeah.
I would get anything sports, but it doesn't sound like there's anything in there for that.
No.
I'm all right. I'm good.
I'll keep an eye out for
you.
How about How about if you could buy a Lakers championship ring?
Ooh, those go up every once in a while,
they
by
do,
the way.
Every once in a while.
I would buy that. You know, if I had the money. If I had unlimited money or whatever, I would buy that,
Would you wear it?
Absolutely.
You think get, I would like size, and you'd be like, yeah.
Like, hey, everybody, I'm Kurt Rambis.
Just not wearing the glasses. That's why you didn't recognize me. All right. Only a couple birthdays today, but David Schwimmer from Friends and...
Oh, that thief. What are they going to find him, by the way? What are they going to make him pay for what he stole?
That was a guy in England. It wasn't really him.
I saw the video.
It just looked like him.
Exactly like him. Let's
be
honest.
I agree to disagree.
And is it getting a little warm in here?
It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes.
Ooh, Nelly hasn't missed a beat. Right? Happy birthday, and that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Most of us have moved past Halloween now. We're looking forward.
Oh, no. Jensen and Omar, I believe, also are so engulfed with rage, they won't stop talking about the indignity that was presented to them on their front porches on Halloween night.
What has you both so angry?
I was disgusted. Okay. I was so disgusted that I sent a group email out the minute it happened. Something happened, and I ran to my phone and went, nope! And just emailed all of you, and then to find out that Omar and I share this bond was... I felt seen.
Yeah.
Finally.
Wow.
Was it kids being rude? Kids not thanking you for the candy? Well, kids wearing crappy costumes
that they
messing up your yard?
I can understand that. And even holding the bowl and saying, take one, and a couple kids trying to take two, I live with that.
You live with it.
Right. I live with that. What happened this year to me is that children... costumed children.
Oh my God, I hate them too, right?
That sounds horrible.
Not there yet.
Not there yet. Okay.
Walked up to the door, took the candy, polite, great. Mm-hmm. Their non-costumed adult parents then reached into the bowl and took candy also.
For themselves?
For themselves.
Trick-or-treating isn't for adults.
That's...
In costume or not, it's not for adults.
The first time it happened, did you just go, what?
Wait, what just happened?
Didn't know what to say. Was immediately like, oh, and also didn't want to embarrass the children.
Right.
Which I know is part of Omar's problem as well. Because what happened with you is slightly different.
It's very different because I had grown-ass adults without children trick-or-treating in my house.
Costume?
No.
No costume.
That's crazy.
And why didn't you slam the door?
Because my kids were handing out candy.
Oh.
Yeah, my kids were the ones.
So they were loving it.
I took them trick-or-treating and then they wanted to get back to hand out some candy. Yeah.
They should have said, what are you dressed as? Freeloaders!
Yeah, no kidding. And I had a bunch of teenagers who just weren't dressed, too.
Just pillowcases.
And one kid who didn't have a pillowcase and just had a Cheeto bag. You know, the foil Cheeto bag? He was going around with a Cheeto bag.
You use what you have.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He's like, I'm so poor.
Yeah, right?
So adults that aren't wearing costumes and in some cases without kids.
Yeah. And the lady was probably in her 50s?
Same.
In her
50s.
Same. Yeah. It's that generation.
Wow.
Because I looked up and there was also, it's like they've been doing it all night. Like the woman put it in her grown woman purse.
Right.
Oh my God.
Same here. Purse. Yeah. She had a purse and put it in her purse. Like, oh, thank you.
How do you think for a second even with a costume, if you're an adult, you don't go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, imagine just thinking that Halloween means free candy.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the argument over what's the appropriate age. You know, some people will say 12. Some people say, no, really 15. But there's no way a 53-year-old gets free candy.
It was crazy.
Question.
Yeah.
Did you have full-size candy bars?
I did. And that's, okay.
There's the issue.
Danielle, my fiance, takes great pride in being the house on the block that gives out full size.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand. That's something you hope to have the kind of money one day to hand out full size. That's the dream.
Absolutely.
So I live
in
a neighborhood where I don't do the full size candy, but I live in a pretty, it's a gated community and very fortunate to live there. And we have people that van kids over.
Right.
And drop them off.
No,
in my neighborhood.
Nope.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean free candy for all.
I think it does.
Yeah, on Halloween, I think it does.
Sort of.
For
but
all?
But not parents. Not parents.
Not adults.
Oh, no. Children, yeah. But I also don't think, don't bus in your kids because we have I'm fine with it, but also, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's more about you and your
family. You recall our good friend Mike Catherwood had a zip code test. I mean, if you weren't in the right zip code, he wasn't giving you any candy.
Where are you from? Beat it, kid.
Now, what about when you rushed back inside to send that group email to us about how shocked and shattered you were about an adult? What about Kevin's advice is you got to regulate? I mean, he just laid it right out there. It's on you at that point.
And I thought it would solve the issue because now you know what your marching orders.
Well, okay. From that point
on. Kevin says you got to regulate.
No,
you got to regulate.
I will admit, from that point on, I listened to my friend Warren G and Kevin, and I was ready to regulate. No parent came from that point on, but what I did become was the guy. I'm so embarrassed. I put my hand, when kids would go for the second candy bar,
I block them.
Which I'm so embarrassed because I felt their little hands hitting my hand, and I'd be like, nope, just one, and I'd sort of pushed their hand out.
And their souls just got crushed.
Yeah. Their little tiny optimistic hands.
Did you have a little ruler? You just went, pop!
Yeah, I mean, it was, looking back, I probably shouldn't have done that.
You're my third grade teacher, Mrs. Gangness.
Yeah, I felt like it. And I was just like, nope. No, just one. And I just started, and I became like the craggy old man who lives in the house.
My disappointment is immeasurable.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Bugsy.
Oh, hello.
Your mustache is looking good, man.
Thank you. It's I don't know. I think I'm going to shave it off, though.
No, it's
a strong porn stash.
Let him shave it.
You keep it.
You shave it.
Do you say that, Allie?
Because I'm looking at it.
It looks fantastic.
Mustaches don't look fantastic ever.
What about on Tom Selleck?
Nope.
What? Magnum P.I.?
No, he's an icon, and you're like, that's the guy with the mustache, but you're not like, I wish he'd kiss me. Ugh.
I mean,
also, you're comparing yourself to Tom Selleck.
Sure did.
That's an odd thing. Tell us where you go for cheers with beer mug.
I go to a lovely dive bar in Granada Hills, California, by the name of O'Grady's, where the most important people of society hang out.
Oh, I didn't realize it.
And I ask them questions each week. This week, I went and I asked them what part of history they would go to if they had Doc Brown's DeLorean.
Oh, I see.
Okay, yeah. So go back in history.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I got a lot of great answers, a lot of regrets. You know, that happens at a bar. But let's check it out in this Cheers with Beer Mug.
B
beer mug, he wants to go where everybody knows his name.
Yeah.
Asking questions with no shame.
What are you?
He's already drunk as a skunk, but people are glad he came.
Oh!
Beer mug wants to go where everyone knows his name.
Wow.
Marge, you talk to the same people that we love, though, right?
Yeah, you know,
there's no money, no peace.
I know. Monty is a very hard person to get a hold of. He's harder to get a hold of than the president sometimes. But, you know, the people
have
that...
Have you gotten a hold of the president, so you know?
No, I don't know. But okay. The people that go there are usually the regulars that I talk to. Right. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes there's different people.
All right, here we go.
Hi, yeah, all right. I'm here with Kat. Kat, if you could get Doc Brown's DeLorean and travel to anywhere in history, where would that be?
Renaissance.
Why?
I gotta say the clothing.
Do you like my mustache?
Wear a helmet, honey.
Esther.
Oh, man. The Renaissance because of the clothing is a weird answer.
Yeah, that clothing.
Isn't it? Also, when you do these interviews, you drink hard.
Yeah.
So why would you tie yourself to Doc Brown's DeLorean when everybody understands go back in time?
Because Back to the Future, Kevin, is one of my favorite trilogies of all time. So,
okay.
All right. Yeah.
Would you still like it if they'd only made one or two movies? Or does it have to be a trilogy?
No, the third one ties it all together.
Okay. Yeah. Very ridiculous, Beach.
Esther, if you could get Doc Brown's DeLorean and take it in any part of history, where would that part of history be?
I'm going to say 1920s.
The 1920s, because there's like gangsters shooting at each other with Tommy guns and Prohibition and the streets are running wild.
Yeah, and I guess they also threw great parties, but flappers, you know?
When you went back to the 60s and 70s, there was a, what is it called? What do they call it in the movie? Do you like my mustache?
What's happening?
I don't know.
It is happening.
Decades there.
You did.
This is so interesting, by the way, and I know you've only talked to two ladies, and I don't want to generalize here, but nobody wants to go back to see the Constitutional Convention, okay? They want to go back to the Renaissance where there are good clothes, and the 20s because of the Great Gatsby.
Who would pick the Constitutional Convention?
Because you want to see America being founded. That's
no,
why
I'd go to the 20s, roaring 20s, the jazz age. I'm going to party down.
But that's what I'm saying is that's a weak-ass choices to go just because you liked the Great Gatsby movie.
You want to go and see the Constitution being signed?
What I'm saying is there are important things that have happened in the world.
But the Constitution being signed?
But you just go...
That's written. The first thing that you
that's
think?
That's the first thing I thought of is because that's where America began.
I thought
guys.
The answer was always Hitler so you could stop him. I thought that was always the stock
so
answer.
So far, no kill Hitler, right?
For go back in time.
Do you like my mustache?
No, you look like Super Trooper that became a pedophile, dude. You're not even like a funny one. Pharma has nothing on you, bro.
Just harsh mustache critics.
Ruined
harsh, but accurate.
Let's do it. If you had Doc Brown's DeLorean, and you can go to any part of history and do something or hang out, what part of history would you go to?
Well, when you say Doc Martin, is it a shoe? I'm serious. I don't know what it is.
I'm here with Vampire Jim.
So,
yeah. Did you hear the disgust in the people around us? Oh, my God. How do you not know Doc Brown?
I'm here with Vampire Jim. I almost threw up there. Hold on.
Okay, so I just want to recap that last 2 seconds. Muggs was interviewing people with a microphone and came very, very close to throwing up.
Yeah. On Vampire Jim, of all people.
Yeah, right into the microphone, too.
What?
He deserves better than that.
Doesn't
Jim. We all do.
We all do.
Okay, I'm good now.
All right.
Jim, what part of history would you go to?
But the better question is to do what? Like just to hang out or like to change something?
You have totally just outshined me on my own segment. First of all, do you like my mustache?
No, that's a hard no.
Can I just interrupt and say, you've talked to him for 45 seconds. It's too late for first of all. Because that should be at the beginning.
Is that how that works?
Well, I mean, when you say first of all, usually it means this is my first question.
I can't throw it in anywhere I want.
I mean, you can. And it's magical when you do, yes.
Second of all, Brian, if you had Doc Brown's DeLorean,
What part of history would you go to and hang out or change?
I'd go back in history and shave off your mustache.
Winner!
Yeah.
Not getting a lot of mustache love.
Nope.
That's why you're shaving it.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
Take away my HBO if you have to. Do not take away my internet. I couldn't live.
No, you would die.
I mean, it's. I mean, honestly, in 2018, it's like electricity, it's like water, it's like food, right?
Agreed.
Right?
Yep.
Agreed.
Is someone trying to take it away?
No, but I'm just saying, you don't know, man.
I do.
Like in The Walking Dead, they got no internet, and they have to get up every single day and walk.
I mean, and they have to read.
Oh, no way to live. We put the best viral videos of every single week up at our website, krock.com or kevinandbean.com. We call it the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
It's the Internet Roundup. We got it from the ground up. It's the Internet Roundup. This'll get you wound up.
Have you ever wanted to see a dog open a door?
Yes!
Well, you don't have to wait anymore. Ooh. You missed a couple viral things living on the web, so listen, we pulled a couple of clips for you then. These are some memes and songs worth a look that you'll forward to your mother to post on Facebook. Mostly the net is a garbage time suck, but here are some clips that we like very much.
It's the Internet Roundup. We got it from the ground up. It's the Internet Roundup. This'll get you wound up.
Our producer, Dave, King of Mexico, puts the videos together each week. And Dave, I know that you have been keeping track of our robot overlords. What do you think is going on with the latest Boston Dynamics video?
Atlas. They check in with the robot Atlas, and it's doing parkour. It's jumping on top of boxes. It's ready to learn how to jump into your home.
It's doing a backflip.
And it does a backflip,
everybody.
Yeah.
Stop it.
And I like how they show the blooper of, oh, look, it could fall because it's not perfect. Wrong. That was calculated.
Yeah. Come on to him.
Yeah.
He's going to murder all
of us.
They're
taking over the world, right?
Sure. They have their dogs and their people, and it's scary.
You used to think that you would be able to easily run from a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Like a robot couldn't go fast.
Right.
This robot, as Dave says, is doing parkour.
Yeah.
It's terrifying, you guys. One of the best videos all year long is Jimmy Kimmel, late night ABC television host. I told my kids I ate their Halloween candy. By now, you know what it's all about. The little kid wakes up in the morning. He's so excited about the candy he got the night before, and the parents break the bad news to him. Another great video this year.
Mommy and Daddy got really hungry last night, and we ate all your candy.
But
it's all gone.
But it's...
I ate all of your Halloween candy last night.
I'm so disappointed at you.
You're not mad I ate all your candy?
I'm not mad at all.
Okay.
I'll never be mad at you because you're my mom.
You're too sweet. It's gross.
I hate your mommy!
Did you say you hate your mommy?
Unless I have all my candy!
Jimmy Kimmel told me to eat all your candy.
He's an idiot.
You gotta see the whole thing. It's fantastic. By the way, there are child psychologists again this year who say that there may be trauma from your children for doing this, for breaking the trust you have with your children.
They give them the candy right after.
Right? You think the kids are going to be fine, right?
Yes.
The 10-second song guy is back. This man is incredible. He's the one who'll take a song and perform it in dozens of different styles. In this case, he did Bohemian Rhapsody in 42 styles, 10 seconds at a time. And you'll hear a little Johnny Cash. Then you'll hear some David Bowie. Then you'll hear Ozzy Osbourne. But it just goes on and on and on every 10 seconds through the entire song. Check it out.
Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama.
Here's Bowie.
Life had just begun.
Yeah, blows my mind about this guy is he does all of the background vocal singing too.
Mm-hmm.
And Bohemian Rhapsody is one of the most complicated songs with more parts in it than almost any pop song ever. And he sings them all.
Why don't you just go out on a date with him, dude?
No,
it's happening.
Aren't you guys blown away by this dude's talent?
I mean, it's such a short song that it's pretty easy, right?
True.
Yeah.
It's
6 minutes of nonsense.
Jesus.
Yeah. Was that long enough for you, or did you finish?
How dare you?
He finished in the first 10 seconds.
I may not have pulled this for the internet roundup a few months ago, but now that I'm a euchre, I really do need to
get
it.
I'm sorry,
you're
a what? Oh my God.
You know I'm a euchre. You guys know I'm officially a euchre.
By
now.
The way, did you ever put up your flute fail video that you were going to do that we all said you would do and you said you would do?
Sure, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
you son of
he's
a bitch.
Fluker, huh?
Right? I'm a ukulele player. It's really who I am. It's my essence. So now when I see great ukulele videos, I think they need to go up on the roundup. And this is a guy who was playing, I think it was a University of Hawaii college football game is what it was, I think, right?
I saw ukulele and I was out.
he did an amazing version of the national anthem, and it's not a song you think about on a ukulele.
Is it Fergie good?
And maybe better than Fergie.
Wow.
But here's the end of it, and you'll hear some of the great ukulele playing that's going on too.
Oh, see, as that star spangled banner getting way for the land. The home of the brand.
Zero for effort, zero for style, zero for star quality, and you know what? I'm being generous.
You're not going to now feature only clips with ukuleles, are you, since it's your essence now?
Yes, I am.
Come on.
Yes, I am. That's this week's Kevin Bean Internet Roundup.
It's the Internet Roundup. This'll get you wound up.
All right, we have tickets to WWE SmackDown at Staples Center. Call now 1-800-520-1067. We will take, you just have to know about wrestling. That's mm-hmm. all. Know about wrestling. Call 1-800-520-1067. We'll play a game next.
The Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
First, though, a pair of tickets to WWE SmackDown Live at Staples Center. It's November 20th. You can buy your tickets at AXS.com, mm-hmm. or you can win them right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you want to play a game called Tag Team Wrestling.
Tag Team Wrestling! Tag Team Wrestling! Tag Team Wrestling!
Oh, yeah, brother!
All right, thank you, O. Jensen, callers are on the line. What's the game?
Wait, a little behind the scenes. When we came up with this in the meeting, mm-hmm. he started rapping. He was like, tag team, wrestle in, that's begin. And I was like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. And then he just did that.
Yep.
That was it.
Welcome to Omar.
Tag team, wrestle in, tag team, wrestle in, tag team, wrestle in.
Oh, yeah, brother.
All right, so what's the game? What do we mean by tag team wrestling?
Listen, these are wrestlers who team up to make sort of a squad, a duo, and then they fight. It's a two-on-two. It's four people in the ring at a time. These are questions that involve the most famous tag teams of all time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Joe in Canoga Park. Good morning, Joe.
Morning.
Hello, Joe. This wrestling question I like very much. The Hardy Boys were one of the first extreme tag teams in the WWE, multiple time champs, and a duo made up of real North Carolina brothers named Matt and Blank Hardy. What's the blank?
Jeff.
It is Jeff.
Look at that.
Tag team wrestling.
All right.
How did they find time to solve all those crimes, too?
Well, they have a lot on their plate.
Yeah.
Mike in Riverside. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Mike. Two of the most popular wrestlers of the Attitude Era, The Rock and Mankind, dream teamed up to create some of the funniest WWE segments of all time using the mashup name of Rock and Blank Connection, named after the piece of clothing Mankind used as a weapon.
Rock Connection.
That's right.
Yes.
That is right.
Tag Team Wrestling.
I'm always amazed and impressed by the knowledge of the wrestling fans.
You know, we stick together.
Every time we do a game. All right, so far, Joe and Mike are both in the drawing to win the tickets for SmackDown Live. Who's up next?
Henry and El Monte.
Hello, Henry.
Hi, good morning, Kevin and Bean.
All right, here we go. Before he became the Heartbreak Kid and a WWE Hall of Famer, what wrestler partnered with Marty Jannetty to become the legendary tag team, the Rockers?
Jim Neuhart?
No. Ooh. That would be Shawn Michaels.
What?
Yeah, you're wrong. Shawn Michaels and Marty Jannetty teamed up to become the Rockers. He's the Heartbreak Kid.
All right, thank you. He was confused by the great psychiatrist, Jim Neuhart.
Yeah. Yeah.
May not remember.
Sure.
Josh in Fullerton, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. In 1987, Hulk Hogan found himself in a newly formed tag team called the Mega Powers with what superstar, only to break up 2 years later because of jealousy and a possible scripted love triangle with his manager and real-life wife, Miss Elizabeth?
Oh, Macho Man Randy Savage.
That's right. Tag Team Wrestling. Miss Elizabeth most likely killed by another wrestler, and the crime was hidden. Something else to look up.
I hope that's not real. That was just part of the storyline.
Nope, that was
that's
real.
Real.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yep. Jaime, are you a wrestler head?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. To all my wrestler heads. Badass Billy Gunn and Road Dogg Jesse James were part of the much larger D-Generation X, but for most of the 90s and aughts, they were known by this duo name, You Better Ask Somebody!
The New Age Outlaws!
There it is. Tag Team
Wrestling! You guys could be speaking Tagalog right now for as much as I'm understanding about this.
For the record, I thought this game was hard.
Hector in Los Angeles, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Hello, Hector. Hoping you're a wrestling head, because this one should be easy. The Brothers of Destruction may have called Paul Bearer their father, but Undertaker found refuge against other tag teams with this wrestler, his scripted brother, who in real life is even weirderly a mayor.
Kane.
That's right.
Whoops, sorry.
Kane.
I don't know what that was.
That was him for his own answer.
That was the wrong button. That was on me, sorry.
All right. Felipe in Canoga Park. Hi.
Hello, Felipe.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Felipe. Yeah, he was thinking of all his wrestling facts. Here we go. These face-painted renegades looked right out of a Mad Max film, but Axe and Smash were collectively known as what champion destructive duo? Don't Google and drive.
No, I'm not driving. Cesaro?
No, it is.
Why did your voice change?
Yeah,
that's odd.
That was an odd run. That was Demolition.
Sorry.
Didn't get it.
Okay, thank you for playing. Thank you for calling. We got time for just one more.
One more.
Let's make it Carlos in Roland Heights. Hi.
Hi. Second day in a row trying to do this.
All right, well, wrestler head, here we go. The recently deceased Jim the Anvil Neidhart and what former champion made up the tag team called the Hart Foundation, named after the wrestler's legendary Canadian family considered pro wrestling royalty?
Bret Hart.
That's right. Tag Team
Wrestling. I mean, I feel like I could have gotten that one. I mean,
all right.
Well, Foundation.
Take it easy.
Carlos said he tried yesterday. I wanted to give him a little bit of a wrestler head connection. That's
Carlos, Hector, Jaime, Josh, Mike, and Joe all in the running. Only one will win tickets to the WWE SmackDown Live at Staples Center November 20th. Who's it going to be?
The winner is Jaime. Yay!
Jaime. Let me find Jaime.
Five.
He's on line five.
Congratulations, Jaime. You got the tickets.
Thank you, Kevin and Bean.
You're welcome. Thanks for playing the game. Tag Team Wrestling. Tag Team Wrestling.
Tag Team Wrestling. Oh, yeah, brother.
The Kevin and Bean Show. World famous K-Rock.
We have been looking forward to this for a long time. I've been reminded, Kevin, that this is not the first time we've talked about this particular product.
Yeah, hold on just 1 second.
The following hot presentation is for mature audiences only.
Okay, back to you.
That's good advice. We cover
parental discretion is advised.
We're not going to get to it, are we? We covered the auto blow.
Due to some graphic and mature content, parental discretion is advised.
And then we covered the auto blow too.
Due to mature subject matter, viewer discretion is advised.
And now it's
viewer discretion is advised.
Right, understood. Now it's time for the update on the Auto Blow 3. Kevin, you had the assignment of trying to make this ready for air.
It was very difficult. I had to beep a word or two. Mm-hmm. Just to make sure that it falls within what we can say on the radio.
When is a machine worth $249?
When it works.
$249 for a machine to an oral sex machine.
I don't think that's a ripoff. I think that's a deal. Because listen, I want to make sure that this product is as working as possible. I need it to be.
I mean, don't you assume when you buy a product that it works?
No.
Okay.
No, right. No. As I know, things can be shoddily made.
Okay.
I want it to be this product. I want to be expensive, and yes. I want it to work.
And be tested and not have cut any body parts off of anyone ever.
Correct.
That's a fair assessment.
See?
All right, here's some more.
4 years ago, we crowdfunded the 2 on Indiegogo, where we sold $381,000 of our product to 3,300 men. The 2 still is the most successful male sex toy crowdfunding campaign in history and is now owned by more than 200,000 men around the world.
200,000 men.
How do you have time to leave the house?
May I protest the music that is on this Kickstarter.
I don't know why they need to use that kind of music, but
it's awfully peppy.
It's like ragtime music behind talking about this. All right, here we go.
Over these last 4 years, we listened to your feedback and we reinvented to give you exactly what you asked for.
All right, here's my question now. If you order that product, do you then sit down and go, dear
Auto Blow, right?
Here's what I liked and here's what I didn't. Could you please make an improvement here and not there?
I mean, that's a great customer.
I was surprised that they got so much feedback also, unless maybe what...
Because they didn't.
No, unless maybe what they did is they sent out a form letter to every customer that said, anonymously, please fill this in and tell us
what
you like.
Honey, what's that letter you got, that survey?
Let's start with the noise. People told us that the 2 was too loud, but that's because they haven't seen the 1.
So there was one, and it was super loud.
Yeah.
That was like doing it with a leaf blower.
It sort of seems like that should be part of it,
right?
You don't want everyone to know what's going on there. But the 1 was worse than the 2, but the 3 they have now fixed.
There's one guy who's just like, oh, I wish it was still loud.
We made it quieter. But at the same time, we developed a new motor and a new gopher and that makes it feel even more like a real Let's take a look at the AI's patent-pending gripper. You place your into this that's locked into place between the two The gopher moves the over your creating that feels fantastic.
Wow.
But the way it is the AI's secret sauce.
Oh, right, don't use secret sauce.
I can't believe you didn't bleep secret sauce.
Come on. Don't call it a secret sauce.
I mean, I thought that was okay since I bleeped every other word in that sentence.
I don't think we're doing the Auto Blow 3 the justice it deserves here. Look, we're doing what we can.
Putting all those bleeps in, though, was a real mouthful.
The new AI uses 4 sensors and its own onboard mini computer to move this to any of 250 different points using artificial intelligence.
It uses AI.
Oh.
It uses artificial intelligence.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out how that would even work. I don't understand how artificial intelligence would be used in this product.
Well, you could tell it certain things that you would like, and then it would adjust.
Correct.
No.
Jensen knows a lot about this.
Honestly, every 3 weeks.
I have another question. It sounds like from the beginning of this Kickstarter video that this has been an incredibly successful product. Didn't they sell they sold hundreds of thousands of dollars worth?
$300,000.
Here's what I will tell you is that their goal was $50,000 for 3, and they are at $140,000.
Okay.
Wow.
My question is, why do they need to Indiegogo this? Why is it not a successful company that is making plenty of money that they could use to build these things?
I didn't look into the business practices.
Because this Indiegogo is just people pre-ordering. That's all that is.
Well, they're investing, Bean, and then they get extras.
It's just weird that they can't afford to do this without an Indiegogo at this point.
Okay, you're like a giant roadblock right now.
Okay, sorry.
I'm trying to get through this.
All right.
And I don't know why you won't let me. This is important information.
I'm standing in the way of the wood. I apologize.
Our team watched 6,000 minutes of pornographic videos.
That's some dedication, though. I mean, that's a lot of research.
Yeah.
So it's kudos to them, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we invented a way to input data on what was happening during the scenes. We then ran several types of machine learning algorithms on the data set to build an AI model that recognized 16 techniques. Our team programmed those 16 into 10 on our machine so that you can enjoy
exactly how they're given in real life.
I mean, you're not, it's not exactly like in real life. It's like, if you don't mind my saying, it's a machine.
Yeah, well, you don't see the disappointment of the person doing it.
Here's the war.
One of the 10 modes will deliver a special enhanced AI experience that's different every time. Where the machine keeps changing its until you or you turn it off.
Right?
It's too much. It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too much. The research said, okay, if somebody's like, ding dong, you're like, okay. And as Omar said yesterday in the meeting, then you go back in your room and you're like, where were we?
Hey, baby, I'm back. But it can do that if that's what you need.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
This is the first product of its kind that has a feature. Let's say you're enjoying experience number 8 at level and you don't want that. Just hit the button and it stops.
I think this is very informational.
I don't think it's anyone's getting anything out of this.
How dare you? I put a lot of work into this to make it safe.
Here's what I'm going to say is I think there's some great technology here that maybe could be used in a better way, in a more useful way.
And you've already ordered it.
Well, yes, I've ordered it. That's not the point.
Okay. And when you're done, is and just the contents and shit.
All right, Kevin.
Are we out? Do we know enough?
We're good.
I have more.
No, we're done.
Okay.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
Allie is here with one of our favorite What's Happenings of the Week because it is Friday.
It is Friday, and during this time, we do our That's My Jam segment. It's when everybody from the Kevin and Bean Show picks a song that they're either digging at the moment, a brand new song that we want to introduce to people, or maybe something that came up on a playlist and we're like, oh, I remember that. That's awesome. So we all put it together, and if you follow at Kevin and Bean on Twitter or Facebook, we link you right to the playlist. Just click follow, and you're going to have about 3 hours and 30 minutes or so of music in your ears every single week from the Kevin and Bean Show. First up, Kevin, what's your pick?
I have a rap song today, which I think is great, by Logic, who's a relatively young rapper. He came on the scene like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, a lot of mixtapes, a lot of albums.
Yep, he's from New Jersey, and there's a song that I tried to search the lyrics for, and you can't really find the song that way, because it's called The Return. But most of the lyrics are, I get up, and I think it's fantastic.
Ain't nobody built himself a brand like me. I ain't signed a shoe deal because I'm waiting for Nike to recognize all these youngins want to be just like me. Cut a check for 20 million right now when we might see everybody rocking my kicks, preaching positivity. I get up, I get up, I get up when I'm down. Had enough, almost round. When shit rough, I get tough. And when I'm beaten to the ground, I get up, I get up, I get up.
I notice Kevin only picks white rappers, by the way.
Racism.
You're the worst. Speaking of the worst, Bean, what's your pick?
There's a movie in theaters this weekend called Suspiria, and it is a remake of a cult classic from the 1970s. It's got a great cast, by the way, including Chloe Grace Moretz and Dakota Johnson, Tilda Swinton. The soundtrack is done by Tom York from Radiohead. Now, we know his bandmate from Radiohead, Johnny Greenwood, has done a bunch of great scores, including There Will Be Blood, but this is Tom's first one, and there's a lot of instrumental music on it, but a few songs with vocals, and I really like this song. It's called Suspirium from Tom York.
Is the darkness us to take?
It's not Radiohead-ish because it's, you know, it's got totally different music, but it is great to hear Tom's voice again.
Why does he spell it thumb?
That's your problem? She spells it T-H-O-M?
Thumb.
Thumb York.
Thumb. Jensen, what is your pick?
Well, first, I wanted to address that Logic is half black. Just so you know, you're only half racist.
Thank you.
Okay.
I guess.
All right. Kevin's got it out.
Yeah, he's got it out. There's a lot of good records that came out today in the world of hip-hop. Action Bronson, Swizz Beatz, Vince Staples all released albums. But what I want to focus on is recently we were talking about Incubus because they played our Halloween Spectacular. For K-Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking, what song from Incubus is highly underrated? And I thought, their song from the Spawn soundtrack.
Now, when was that?
Don't know if you remember it.
Spawn.
It was 1997. the movie came out, and the soundtrack put rock bands with EDM kind of DJs. Uh-huh. It was way before that was a thing. Crystal Method and Filter, Marilyn Manson and Sneaker Pimps, Butthole Surfers and Moby,
wow.
Metallica and DJ Spooky. But the one that I liked the most was Incubus and DJ Greyboy for a song called Familiar. Look at you now, look at you now, y'all. Put in your place, y'all. All medicine is smack in the face again. Look at you now, y'all. Put in your place, y'all. All medicine is smack in the face again.
Now, that's pretty early in Incubus's career, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I was always shocking. But also, even in a larger thing, the Spawn soundtrack being able to put together Slayer and Atari Teenage Riot. I mean, this was all, like, way ahead of the curve as far as those two worlds mixing, and something we see now with Tom Morello's record.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Love it as well.
My pick is a return pick, but there's a reason
for
it.
A return pick? You're picking again?
Yes.
We've been doing this for 6 months.
Longer.
3 months.
Longer. We've been doing it longer.
We've run out of songs.
Here's the reason it's returning. Because we're all voting on Tuesday, correct?
Okay.
If we haven't already voted by mail.
Right.
If this song doesn't get you pumped to go out
this
and make
Kid Rock,
a change,
isn't it?
It is not.
Okay.
This is Ba with the Ba.
If you listen to the words of this Frank Turner song, it's all about the rise of fascism. What are we doing? Our grandparents would be so pissed at us for even allowing this madness to happen. So if you listen to the words and you're going to get pumped, you're going to vote on Tuesday. It's going to be amazing. This is from Frank Turner's seventh studio album, released in May. It is called 1933.
The first time it was a tragedy. The second time it's a farce. Outside it's 1933, so I'm hitting the bar. But I don't know.
Don't go mistaking your house burning down for the dawn, you guys.
I mean, even the Nazis are back, you know? I mean, there's a lot of similarities.
If you listen to the words, he talks about, if I was of the greatest generation, I'd be pissed surveying the world that they built, saying we already did this. It's all about we're doing this again.
Yeah.
What is happening out there?
History repeats itself, you guys.
It certainly does. But that is 1933 from Frank Turner. Welcome back to the charts of That's My Jam. Again, you can follow along at Kevin and Bean on Facebook and Twitter. Just click the follow button. You're going to have new songs from all of us on the Kevin and Bean Show every single week. It is wonderful. Some birthdays for you. Nelly and Ross.
It's getting hot in here.
Sorry.
So take off all your clothes.
I felt like we needed
it. We do.
We always do.
We always do. And, of course, Ross from Friends, David Schwimmer, and that's what's happening.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show.
K-Rock.
If anybody's listened to this show before, they know that Bean and I are nothing if not super supportive of all of our fellow workers.
Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know about that.
We prop them up. We give them as much help as we can. Well, you know, we're there for you.
I've listened to the show for quite some time, and I don't know if that's a true statement.
We're there for you.
Well, as an example, Jensen, who else is coming to you? By the way, a lot of people in this room not invited to the wedding, just like to point out. But who else is coming to you and saying...
Says the guy who would have responded no immediately.
He told me that. He goes, send me an invite. I'll say no. Don't worry about it. So I sent him an invite, but then he said he never got it.
I never got it.
That's
never
insane.
Got the invite. Very sad about
too
that.
Too much work for him just to say no.
We're helping you out here, Jensen, because there are so many things that could go wrong on your wedding day coming up that you haven't even thought of yet. So our listeners are going to help you out to give you some things that you need to consider as you approach that magic day.
Oh, that's nice of you.
So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. We want to hear what went wrong on your wedding day. Your wedding day disasters is the topic. For instance, from the 562, Daniel writes in, In regards to wedding disasters, my DJ was a nightmare. The dude had a shoddy laptop that kept rebooting after every song. You don't know how annoying the Windows startup sound is until it's being blasted on speakers in front of hundreds of your loved ones.
What a nightmare.
Every single time.
If I were him, I would have just doubled down and been like, remix!
Every so 3 minutes?
Instance, yeah. How confident are you on your wedding DJ for the reception, Justin?
Well, we've spoken a couple times. I feel pretty confident, but you never know. He could have a shoddy laptop.
Right. Mm-hmm. So check that.
All right.
Matt in Orange County. Speaking of wedding fails, Kevin Abean, my pastor got wasted and got in a fist fight with my best man at the reception.
Okay, that's not amazing.
That's not a disaster. That is fantastic.
That's a success.
If that happened at your wedding, would you be delighted, Jensen?
Funny enough, my parents, at their wedding, my father got in a fight with the band.
A fist fight?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was something
about to live up to.
Payment or something. I don't know the whole story. But yes, he got in a fight with the band.
We're taking your calls, 1-800-520-1067. If you Google wedding disasters, here's a couple of things that I never would have thought of, and then we'll get right to your calls here on K-Rock. I knew that one of my family, this is from Lacey, 34. I knew that one of my family members would do something to ruin the day for me. My family and the groom's family just never got along. At all the wedding events we had, there was always some kind of argument or people not wanting to talk to each other. The wedding morning was going well, and I thought for a second, maybe the day would be fine and our families would behave. I was wrong. His sister showed up in a long white dress.
Yes.
It was her way of saying that she didn't approve of our marriage or care about my wedding day or me. I was really upset, but decided to just ignore her the whole night and not have her in any of the photos.
I have a question about that.
I never would have thought of.
Why doesn't that person just stay home? Why do they go through the trouble of dressing up in a white dress and going to a wedding?
Well, because that's a deeper problem. Because
her brother's getting married,
yeah.
And it would be even more of a slap in the face to not show up, I think. How about this, Jensen? Mm-hmm. I never thought this could happen, but at 8 a.m. on the morning of my wedding, this is from Claire, my photographer told me he wasn't able to make it because he had the flu.
I figured,
like photographers got to have backups.
I figured he'd have a backup person he could send, but he didn't. I was hysterical because how could I have a wedding with no one there to capture it? Plus, where was I going to find another photographer on the same day? She ended up, by the way, a good friend of hers asked a photographer buddy, called him in, and he was able to do it, and the photos were fine.
Wouldn't it be fantastic if, like, a couple of weeks from now he came in and he's like, you guys, every one of those things happened.
Oh, no. And let me do one more. This is for Danielle, okay?
Uh-huh.
I had this stupid idea to go swimming in the hotel pool the night before the wedding. I had just had my hair colored blonde the same day I ended up going underwater. I didn't realize what would happen. The next day, I showered and I saw that my hair was green. Like really, really green.
From the chlorine.
That happens with chlorine?
Yeah. Is that what happens, Allie, after you get your hair dyed?
No.
And then chlorine?
No.
Come on.
There has to be so much chlorine in that pool, and it doesn't happen to people that got their hair dyed. It happens to actual, like, towhead blonde kids.
She said, I almost passed out. I ran back to my salon, had my hairstylist fix it while I sat there in tears. The whole thing took so long that my wedding had to start later than planned, says Denise.
So, green hair.
Yeah, green hair. And who cares? Even if you are going to get married, you're just in Paramore. You know what I mean?
Like, right, sure.
Doesn't matter.
Don't care.
All right. Let's take some calls. What could go wrong at your wedding that did go wrong? Why don't we start with, let's start with Sean in Anaheim. How about it? Line 3, please, here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Wedding disasters.
Yeah, so my wife and I, when we were getting married, she was debating open bar because she was afraid that me and my friends would get too drunk and ruin everything.
Right.
So I ended up convincing her and we had the open bar. And we finish up the night, and we're both hammered. We get in the cab, along with our entire wedding party, to go out and have some more drinks at the local bars. She ended up getting so drunk that as we're in the cab driving to the bar, she thought that she could be stealth and throw up into a little water bottle.
What?
But instead, she threw up all over her dress.
I'm sorry, she thought she could throw up into a water bottle?
That's why he married her. Had quite a talent.
Exactly why I married her.
So she threw up on her dress, and I assume some of the rest of you in the cab.
Some of all of us. And no, she didn't tell anybody about it, so I'm sitting in the front seat, and I start to smell this horrible smell.
Okay.
And I turn around, and I see my wife covered in her throw up. So I have to pull over with the cab. I have to give the cab like $200 to clean. And I take her back to the hotel. Then she throws up in the hotel lobby. Then she threw up in the elevator. And then she threw up in the hallway on the way back to the room.
She's fully committed.
Has she thrown up every day since?
Almost. So I put her back in the bed, and I got her all cleaned up, put her in bed, and then I went out and drank with the rest of my friends in the bridal party while she slept.
What a romantic wedding night.
That's truly beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah. See, Jensen, what you have to look forward to?
I mean, open bar, I'm regretting it.
And you were looking forward to having sex for the first
time. You are having open bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe rethink that.
Maybe.
Let's do one more before the break. Let's make it Caleb, line 5, Tarzana, talking wedding disasters. Just trying to get Jensen all pumped up for his coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Caleb, thank you for listening. Thank you for calling.
Morning, guys. What's up?
Morning.
Morning.
So we went to church, and we were going to get married after the sermon on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We went up, and we're clearly dressed nicer than we normally are. My wife now was in her dress. I was in a nice suit, and we were talking to the pastor, and we were talking about also going to the dinner later that night.
Mm-hmm.
So after we finished talking to him, he's like, okay, I'll see you a little later. He thought he'd see us at the dinner. He forgot about our wedding.
Oh, yeah. That's really his only role, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
You know what, the Rams were playing.
We go to his office, and everybody's like, oh, he'll be with you in a couple minutes. And then we go back, oh, he's just going to be a little while longer. So I finally get his number and call him. He went home and was making lunch for his family.
I mean, his family has to eat, dude. Don't be so selfish.
Family first and not yours.
We were going to take his entire family out to lunch afterwards. We had already made plans for that.
Maybe he didn't like your choice.
He completely forgot.
Yeah.
Wow. You're uptight.
It was where he wanted to
take it easy.
Caleb, you know what? He's a man of God. Please.
Right?
Let him eat with his family.
So you're standing around with your wedding party and you've got no pastor.
That doesn't seem ideal.
And to add it on top of it, our little infant was starting to get cranky because he doesn't like sitting for 5 hours in one place.
Mm.
So while we were getting married, he's in the background screaming his head off.
Caleb, how long ago was this?
Like 6 months ago.
Okay, I was going to say, because you're really holding on to
a lot. There's a lot of energy.
Really bad. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
I think he regrets the baby. That's enough of Caleb. He regrets the baby. He regrets the woman. He regrets the pastor.
I'm jumping off a cliff. I regret everything.
He hates his whole life. 1-800-520-1067. Your wedding day disasters continue next on K-Rock.
Kevin and Bean on K-Rock, KROQ.
Let's take one call. Let's make it Clarissa in Pomona. Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Long-time listener.
Thank you. Wedding disasters.
Okay, so this is what happened. My husband and I were on a very limited budget for a DJ. We got a friend of a friend recommend this DJ. Well, on our limited budget, we gave this DJ a list of songs that were appropriate to play because our family is very conservative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we put some money down on the bar because it was a cash bar. We put about $500 down for our wedding party.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the DJ took it upon himself to go ahead and ask for drinks as part of the wedding party and got super plastered and was playing club music in this intimate setting where there's tons of kids running around, and on top of it, I follow him on social media. After the wedding, he posted a Snapchat that said, "When you're DJing at a party, high as AF."
Sweet.
Omar, what are you doing?
Why did you hire Omar? That's so weird.
Just your poor grandparents are trying to dance, and there's all these N-words being thrown around on the dance floor, right?
Yes,
I mean, is that what's happening?
Yes, my grandma's sitting right there next to the DJ, and we're telling him, please don't play this music. My husband went up to him like 4 times, and we told him, can you play like some oldies instead?
He's like,
and he was just like,
I want to hear Juicy J.
I love it, Clarissa. That sounds like a heck of a party. Here's Hope from the 909 wedding horror stories, you guys. I had an eye infection. It was 105 degrees. Our reception was outside. Ooh. I put a dent in my car. The wrong cake was delivered. And the photographer went to the wrong reception. Plus, our car got towed at the hotel.
Wow.
She's not saying that this is why they're no longer married. But it does sound like they were they got off to a rough start, doesn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Allie, you have a tweet?
Yeah. Tatiana tweeted, "My epic wedding disaster? I said I do."
Oh, damn.
God.
That's not her real name.
What's the realistic thing that you are most worried about for your wedding? Is there anything that you're actually seriously concerned about?
That's a good question. I think timing of everything, because it seems like when you look at the schedule of what's going on, it's mm-hmm. like, and then for 5 minutes, we do this. And then for three and right. a half minutes, I was like, who's keeping track?
Yeah.
We need like a clock with us. Yeah. So that I'm a little concerned about.
What's your smashing cake in the face of your bride policy?
Oh, no, we don't play any of those games.
I'm with you on
that. Any of those just sort of like traditional, please, we're grown adults.
Exactly. All right, let's talk to Jenny Westhill. She may have the worst wedding story of all time. Jenny, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Jenny. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Well, this might be the biggest warning story for Jensen ever.
Okay.
But,
my husband and I had gathered all of our friends on a beautiful Friday morning. We were having a very small ceremony, a quick marriage, and then we were going to do celebrations later. And we are sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting. And the woman who told us to be under the second most beautiful tree in Toluca Lake never showed. So in an effort to save this situation, my friend does what all normal people would do and calls in the only two people foolish enough to marry, two people they've never met, on a street corner for no explanation, and I am now married by Kevin and Bean.
Wow.
Oh, Jenny.
Did you guys race from the station? What happened? I mean,
I don't remember.
She called the station, and apparently they were getting yelled at by their boss, and they wanted to get out of there, so they show up with lightning, a DAT recorder, and a curiosity as to why we're getting married on a street corner.
Yeah. We used to do that a lot. We got ordained for $1 from the Universal Life Church online.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you're still together,
yes.
Jenny?
Yes. 21-year anniversary this January.
Awesome.
I'm positive we made fun of you for having us marry you, and we told you it wouldn't last, right?
You absolutely did. We had to come into the studio so you could sign our marriage certificate, because we weren't planning on you doing that.
Wow.
And my gosh.
We should have mocked you, Jenny. I'm sorry, but
I'm so glad that it worked out and that it's a good memory for you and that you guys are still married and still listening to the show. We really appreciate that. Thank you, Jenny.
Well, you make my mom cry often over it, but yes, we do.
Happy to help.
Right. Let's try Tim Burbank, line 5, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Now, he was the best man at a wedding. He may have an interesting perspective on this.
Hey,
Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Good.
What happened?
All right. So, I was the best man at one of my best friend's wedding, and the ceremony went all right. It was just kind of everything after that mm-hmm. that kind of started to go awry. So my friend kind of tried to save some money. So he had a bunch of his friends, you know, put together a big playlist, and he was going to use his laptop to play music, you know, at the reception.
Right.
But as they started hooking everything up, the speakers failed, and there was no music at the reception.
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
And that is or is not what you want?
No, it was pretty boring.
Okay.
No music at the reception. Can you imagine?
Yeah, and then that was the first thing. So then the cake never showed up because the cake people had the wrong date. Oof. So they sent complimentary cupcakes from a local grocery store in place.
Okay. I mean, it's sort of the same.
Yeah, exactly.
A little bit.
Don't worry about any of those things, Jensen. Those couldn't happen to you.
I hope not.
We have it for Tim.
By the way, we officiated another wedding, and that was for Lightning, our producer, at the time. And we had to steal, by force, the microphone away from his brother and best man while he was giving the speech at the reception.
Very chill.
Had to grab it from him and say, okay, everybody, he's
very
done.
Very chill.
Yeah, it was starting to get ugly. It was starting to get bad. Let's try Stephanie Costa Mesa, line 7. We only have time for a couple more calls here. Stephanie, welcome to the program. What went wrong?
What to do?
Hi there.
What to do?
Hi there. All right. So, wedding day, I had the ceremony, beautiful dress. And right after the ceremony, my husband and I kind of slipped away into a little side area to just kind of have a few moments alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're staring into each other's eyes. We're excited. We're smiling. And I catch a sense that something's not right. And I look down, and there had been candles along the walkway.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood over a candle and burnt a hole in my wedding dress.
You're on fire?
And I was a little bit on fire, yes. I kind of snuffed it out, like the dress kind of, it made the hole and it kind of snuffed it out. So I wasn't like flaming. However, it did burn a hole all the way through the tooling up to the front of the dress. And that was before I took my photos. So I had to
be pretty
strategic about how I got my photos taken after that.
Her wedding was fire, you guys. I mean, ordinarily, that would be great. All right, we have to, thank you, Stephanie, we have to close with Jason in Huntington Beach. If true, this is the greatest bad wedding story ever.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I'm at my cousin's wedding, and everyone's in the chapel. This is a Mormon wedding, so it's actually in the temple there. And his fiance's grandmother dies in the middle of the ceremony.
Wait. Was she at the wedding when she passed away?
At the wedding. Oh. He was, like, sitting in a seat. And, yeah.
Grandma, wake up!
She tipped over onto her daughter, whose daughter was getting married. And obviously, when you die, things evacuate the body.
Jason,
I had to. Come on, guys.
I mean, that's an important thing.
Insane.
Yeah. I am Mr. Brightside, so I have to ask, who got the extra meal at the reception?
Wow.
You know, that's good. You know what's really sad? Even 6 months later, it was over.
Grandma died for nothing, right?
She was against it, and she died, so she got her way. Jensen, how are your grandparents?
I mean, they're dead.
Already.
So they can't necessarily ruin the wedding.
Okay, so you're good. You're good on that.
Although their spirit could probably come back and do something pretty dark.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show, the world famous K Rock.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
No,
sir. No, sir.
Hey, you guys. It's time to keep it 100.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
I keep it 100.
In the long, long history of K-Rock that goes all the way back to 1972, by the way, any K-Rock song you've ever heard, we'll play it for you if you're texture 100 at this time each week. Let's see what we almost played this week. Sean from the 562 asked for some early Nirvana. He wanted to hear some Sliver. That would have sounded good.
Mm-hmm.
Texture 101 was Mike from the IE looking for Six Underground by the Sneaker Pimps.
Oh, I like that song too.
Jensen, what movie was that in? Well, that was a super famous soundtrack song, Sneaker Pimps. Do you remember?
I think it was Citizen Kane.
I don't think that's it. But neither of them are Texture 100. That honor goes to Anna, who joins us on the phone right now from Fountain Valley.
Hey, Anna.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's going on? What made you think to text us today for Keep It 100?
Because I listen to you guys faithfully every day.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Awesome. So you had a lot of time to think about what song you would pick. How did you choose it?
I just thought it's a fun song, and the weekend's around the corner, and it takes me back to, you know, a fun time in my life, that song. So why not?
Fair enough. Why don't you introduce it for us?
Okay. It's Turning Japanese by The Vapors.
What 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:16.
Well done, Anna from Fountain Valley, by the way. That's our Keep It 100 song for this week. Allie?
Bean.
What do you think?
What year did that come out?
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Big, 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 big K-Rock song. And you would have been listening to K-Rock about this time.
Oh, no.
I don't think so.
That date is off. I was going to say
1941.
Early 80s, so I wouldn't have been...
because you were an infant. I forgot.
Yes. 1980.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Oh!
Wow.
That was a summertime hit here on K-Rock in 1980. By the way, The Vapors, the band that did that song, broke up the next year, and then for the next 34 years did not perform together until regrouping in 2016. They are still together and played 10 concerts this year.
Is it that impressive that they're still together after taking 30 years off?
I'm just saying it. They didn't just get together for a one-off. They kept it going. They actually have done concerts this year in 2018. Now, I don't know who's going to see the Vapors in 2018.
Bean, it's technically a one-off when you do one song.
Well, I thought that was a fantastic choice. We'll do it again next Friday. This has been Keep It 100.
Keep It 100. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. K-Rock.
And now, a moment with Jensen.
H plus OH equals?
OH2.
H2O. H2O.
Well, pretty sure that's going to get pulled.
That was a moment with Jensen.
I'm so happy right now.
I feel inducted. Yeah.
I'm so happy right now.
It's very
good.
Yeah.
One more time.
And now, a moment with Jensen.
H plus OH equals?
OH2.
H2O. H2O.
Well, pretty sure that's going to get pulled.
That was a moment with Jensen.
The confidence. My confidence.
Did H2O sound familiar to you at all after you heard it, Jensen?
But I'm still new to the job to where I speak before I fully think. And it was like.
That still happens the entire time you're here.
The confidence of, OH2. Uh-huh. Just like the. Like, just gross douchiness.
No, it was pretty sweet.
I enjoyed the scorn in Drew's voice. He was trying to keep it under wraps, but you hear the disappointment.
One more time?
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
And now, a moment with Jensen.
H plus OH equals?
OH2.
H2O. H2O.
Well, pretty sure that's going to get pulled.
That was a moment with Jensen.
Enough self-awareness to know that that was going to happen.
Sweet.
But not enough to not say it.
Yeah, right?
Allie is here with our final look at what's happening here on this Friday.
It's Friday.
Yay. And Kat is here with us.
Kat joins us, and we haven't
Kat,
seen
where
her
are you on the
forever.
Friday debate?
Bean, again.
We've been over this.
No.
I just wanted to see if we turned you around.
No, you didn't.
Okay, still
outnumbered.
Hang on.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right, it's been taken back. All right. You guys, if you're waking up this morning and you're like, I got to log on and it caught me some of those Post Malone Croc shoes.
Oh, God.
There's a lot wrong with you, first of all.
First of all, yeah. Because, you know, when you think of rappers doing a sneaker collaboration, you don't really think Post Malone and Crocs.
No,
however,
like Kendrick Lamar did Nike.
Sure.
Travis Scott did Nike. We know that Kanye's at Adidas.
Yeah, you would think something different. But no, Crocs. He designed them himself. They're white with patterned signature devil face logo. Then they come with 6 custom gibbets, which I looked up. Those are the little charms you can put in the little holes of your
Crocs.
Oh my
God, I hate it so much.
Well, here's the thing. $59.99 is how much they are. But don't worry about getting them. They sold out immediately.
I hate everyone who bought those.
Immediately. Oh, I love it so much. I love it so much. You guys, Bad Boys came out in 1995, earned $141.4 million at the box office. That was a production budget of $19 million. Kind of a hit, right?
Seems good.
Yeah, 8 years later, Bad Boys 2, which pulled in $273.3 million around the world.
That's a little shocking.
Yep. That is an insane number. So a lot of people are like, Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, what is happening with the two of you? Well, Will Smith let us know on Instagram.
Yo, I'm telling y'all, this is crazy. Wait, just wait. It's official. It's official, baby. It's official. Bad Boys 3. It's happening. It's official. Y'all, I'm telling you. It. Yo, that's it. No more. Y'all can't handle no more of that.
Well, if you can't handle any more of that, Bad Boys for Life is happening with Sony. They're going to begin production mid-January, and the film is slated for a January 17th, 2020 release.
But just by the enthusiasm of them on that clip, I can tell you who's getting paid more.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
That's just sad.
Martin Lawrence is like, is he going to give me 1 second to talk?
Yeah.
Anything. Come on, I want to get my SAG card from your Instagram. Ridiculous. Kat, you are in here on Fridays to tell us about awesome things that are happening around our city.
You know what? Hard Festival has resurrected the Day of the Dead festival.
Sweet.
Awesome. It's been 3 years.
Like that?
LA State Historic Park going down this weekend. Justice performing live. Diane Ward, who scares me a lot.
Love.
Yeah. You love them, really?
Crazy love, yeah.
Yeah, they're nuts. They're nuts. Like freak me out.
They don't freak me out. I love that they're freaky.
Her like really short bangs, like that weird bowl cut.
They're
like,
crazy.
And I saw them once getting a sandwich. I swear, it's just a normal situation.
Did it just take you out of it?
It was a normal situation.
They eat sandwiches.
That would scare me.
Yeah. I saw them just out in public and I was like, what?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, it's been since 2015 since that festival happened. So get on down there tomorrow. And on Sunday, you know, I do the K-Rock to the Rescue thing because we all love the animals and stuff. So Healthy Spot in Marina Del Rey, they're going to be doing a puppy adoption with Pacific Pals.
What they do?
How am I supposed to continue after that?
Didn't waste the whole week to pick that in. Figure out a place.
The K-Rock Street Team is going to be there. It's Sunday from 1:30 to 4:30. So go get a furry friend.
Can I give some props, Kat, on that same topic, your adoption campaign that you have up at K-Rock.com, the hard-hitting interview you did with Marshmallow on the website?
Well, you know, that was on the fly. I got a five-minute notice. Uh-huh. And
it's a tough interview, man, but I think you handled him real well.
You know, mime is money, as they say. So he was... you know,
he's so chatty,
but he's super friendly, and he brought in dogs with him, including some handicapped adoptable dogs and like little Rolly. You know,
we call him Doggybold.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. And it was super cute. But
you should definitely check out the video. It's really
he's super sweet, and if you haven't watched the video with Bastille, it'll make you bawl your eyes out.
Let me just say, if you've ever had a dog ever in your life, you're going to lose it. If you've ever had a golden retriever, rest in peace, Bailey, you will not make it through the whole thing. I lost it. I lost it.
Oh, bawling.
Hold on. You lost it?
I hate you so much. Listen, I cry at coffee commercials. It's who I am. I feel. Some birthdays for you, David Schwimmer and Nelly. And that's what's happening.
Hey, Crowley, the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We'll win with a commercial free-for-all with Stryker this afternoon during your drive home on the world-famous K-Rock. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hello, everyone.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Will Glenda be there?
All right. I think we're good here. I think that's enough.
What?
That's
what are you
enough.
Talking about?
Yeah.
Talking about?
Yeah, time to go. It's enough.
Can't we just call this? Send everybody home. Who cares?
Well, what they're doing now is to make sure that nobody did.
I know, but if you send everybody to the locker room, you don't have to worry about it. What are we doing here?
And when you're done, cleanup is quick and easy. Just pull out the sleeve, pour out the contents, and wash it with soap and water.
Bong, bong.
The Kevin and Bean Show. The world famous K-Rock.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.